Action Radio 24/7. David's Daily Devotional.
We're at the Daily Devotional time, beloved. We are right here, right now, looking at the Daily Devotional. And let me tell you where we are going. We're going to Psalm 145. If you've been listening to the series, you will have heard right up to this point, up to verse 5. It's time now to look at verse 6. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. And as I usually do, I want to have a quick look at the other version. I want to look now, I want to look now at the King James Version. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. Terrible meaning awe-inspiring, because this version says quite clearly, your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. This particular psalm is without doubt the one psalm that stands out from the rest that David wrote. Let me tell you why. Because this psalm talks about God's greatness and how much David wants to worship him all the way through. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. It's in the first person singular, and it's talking about him. He is before God and saying this. This is a prayer to Almighty God. And I would say his greatest, single most praiseworthy psalm that David wrote. I played the song that I wrote and sang a little earlier on, Lord, Lead Me to the Cross. And one of my team said to me, when did you write that? And I said, I wrote that song within minutes, within moments of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I was at a campsite many years ago. And suddenly, for the first time, I had this overwhelming joy inside me. And for the first time, I began to speak in another tongue. And for the first time, I knew that God loved me in a really special way. And so therefore, I wrote that song literally moments after that experience had happened. Beloved, I believe that David wrote this moments after an amazing encounter with God Almighty. In this particular verse, he says, your awe-inspiring deeds. Look at the word awe-inspiring. Or as the King James Version puts it, the terrible deeds. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. He's not talking about one or two tongues here. He's talking about every tongue. And what is he going to do about it? What is King David going to do about this feeling that he's feeling right now? He says it plainly. I will proclaim your greatness. Now, many of us go through a situation in our lives where we don't feel close to God, where we don't have that intimacy with God. And maybe you're listening to this program right now thinking, I wish I could put my hands up and say, yes, I have this wonderful intimacy with Lord God Almighty. I wish I had this sense that you have. I wish I had this ability to praise the way you do. But there are so many problems in my life. Things crowd down in front of me. I cannot see because there are so many things going on. I have no money. I have no job. I have an illness that is actually debilitating me. Many problems we have, My wife has just left me. My husband has just left me. My relationship has broken down. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. No, I don't feel like praising and worshiping God. But you're listening to this radio station. And as you're listening to this radio station, you are sensing the joy that comes from the music you're hearing. Sometimes, beloved, we don't have to do anything. But sometimes we have to be proactive. Sometimes God will say to us, just rest. Rest in my arms. Let me take care of you. Let me take these worries and concerns away from you. For they are overwhelming you and you can't see. David even says those words in Psalm 40. He says, things are overwhelming me so much, I can't see. That is paraphrased, of course. But beloved, you need to know, God is there for you. Let me see if I can find that reference real quick, because it's important. I know it's there somewhere. We get to that situation in our lives where we come to the end of ourselves. He says this in Psalm 40 in verse 11, Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me. And then in verse 12, for troubles surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up so high, I cannot see my way out. You see, beloved, even King David got to that position. Even King David got right there and couldn't see a way out. But you see, God delivers. Why? Because he loves you so, so much. He cannot stand to see you in pain. The Bible tells us that when Christ went to the cross, for a moment he turned his face away. Just know this, beloved. When you are going through this situation that you find yourself in, there is a way out, and the way out is knowing and understanding God, knowing and loving God Almighty. David in Psalm 145 is in the midst of worshiping and praising him because he loves God so, so much. Why? Because God has delivered him time upon time upon time upon time. And I believe God is here to deliver you time upon time upon time, as many times as it is necessary. And when God delivers, it isn't for 5 minutes, beloved. It is forever, until we make the mistake of turning away or going down the wrong road. And that is why in the Hour One Nugget I was talking about keeping a really short account. Because we cannot continue with life in this way if we are not understanding how much he loves us, the depth and the height of how much he loves us. He adores us so much, beloved, that 2,000 years ago he sent his only son to die on the cross at Calvary, a sinner's death, a criminal's death, a criminal's execution. And he did that because he first loved you. That's how much he loves you. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me, says Psalm 40 in the 11th verse. And I believe that should be a prayer for you right now. A prayer that you should pray, let your unfailing love always protect me. In actual fact, I want us to pray that together right now. Say these words right after me. Heavenly Father, let your unfailing love protect me always. When I bring you the Hour One Nugget on tomorrow's program, I'm going to start that series on those six steps. One of those steps is to do with baptisms. I said the word baptism when I brought it earlier, but actually it's baptisms, plural, because one is by water, whatever way you wish to do it, and the second one is by the Holy Spirit, and it's when the fire comes down on you and refines you and burns you up and burns all the sin away, leaving you holy and set apart and purified by that fire. Lord, you are wonderful. You are so wonderful, Lord. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to play you two songs right now, one after the other. And after those two songs, I'm going to come back and I am going to pray that something miraculous takes place. Something that is not short of being a miracle takes place in your life today, right now, as you listen. Let's start with the first song.
Silver, purify my heart.
beloved, just come to the Lord now. And say these words to him very briefly. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. That's all you've got to say. Lord, I am sorry. Here comes the next song. What I want you to do now is just simply pray right at the end of this program. Just simply pray. And I want you to give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ once again. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sins that I have committed. I ask you to forgive me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me brand new. I pray now, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Beloved, if that was you, you don't need to give me any information at all. All I want you to do is to simply send me an email on studio@worshipradio247.org and simply say this, it was me. That's it. It was me. We won't even contact you if you don't want us to. If you want us to contact you, we'd be happy to do that. And I'd love you to send you something completely free of charge. A little welcome pack, if you will. But if it was you, I want you to say these words, yes, or it was me, quite simply that. You don't need to say anything else, no other information. It was me. Hallelujah and glory to God. That email address again, studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org.